I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Gas prices in Georgia are continuing to rise as the Memorial Day holiday approaches. The average price in Georgia is now $2.72 per gallon, 52 cents more than last year at this time. Brunswick has the highest average gas price in the state at $2.80 per gallon. Augusta has the lowest at $2.63 per gallon. The Technical College System of Georgia has named Dr. D. Glenn Cannon to serve as interim president of Georgia Piedmont Technical College. Cannon will replace Dr. Jabari Samama, who led the school for 6 years before being removed in April because of financial aid irregularities. The search for a permanent replacement is underway. Cannon brings over 30 years of experience in higher education to Georgia Piedmont, having previously held several positions, including a stint as president of Gwinnett Technical College. A team of students from Creekview High School in Canton, Georgia, is headed to an international competition after being named America's top teen rocket scientists at this weekend's Team America Rocketry Challenge final. The Creekview team will represent America at the International Rocketry Challenge outside of London in July. A former Cartersville, Georgia police officer has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for notifying drug traffickers that the FBI was conducting a court-authorized wiretap of their phones. 31-year-old Bryson Taylor Wayne Banks of Calhoun will also serve 3 years of supervised release. In 2015, Banks was a member of the Bartow-Cartersville Drug Task Force investigating multiple drug traffickers when he gave a confidential informant information from law enforcement databases and sent her a picture of another source. And there was another officer-involved shooting in Metro Atlanta over the weekend. Clayton County police say an officer witnessed someone shooting at another person near a restaurant around noon yesterday. The officer confronted the suspect, who fired a shot and missed. The officer then shot the suspect, who died in transit to the hospital. And in sports, Atlanta United increased their first-place lead yesterday after defeating Orlando City 2-1. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Rainy weather on the field didn't damper the heated rivalry between Atlanta and Orlando. Joseph Martinez put United ahead early with his league-leading eighth goal of the season, much to the dismay of the Orlando crowd.
Martinez steps up and scores. Atlanta United have the lead.
Ezekiel Barco added a second goal later in the half, giving Atlanta just enough cushion to earn the victory. With the win, United now sits 4 points ahead of Columbus for first place in the Eastern Conference. Atlanta returns to Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Sunday to face the New York Red Bulls. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.